Here we are. This generator. Please allow 10 days to the shipping and delivery estimates so the funds can clear the bank. Check the money order. They ship it on September 4th. You have it September 7th. R&L Carriers, Motor Freight, Long Island, New York. If you want a nice generator to throw into the mix.
I have one I bought 20 years ago when Dick was at a group buy. I turned it on once. Now the propane, I actually changed the fitting on it, but I never put it back. The propane tank wouldn't fit it anymore. Not that I have propane tanks anymore. Anyway, as they changed the fittings on the propane tank, so I got a new adapter for that, but I didn't plug it in yet, and I have to drain up the other oil. And what is that? And of course, my house is wired for rapid transit, which when I redid my electricity, I picked up one at a flea market one time. I said, you put it in, $25 or whatever it was to install it, since I had the switch. If you didn't have the switch, it would have been $600 to install it. But since I had the unit, so five of my circuits are wired. I forgot the wire. I added another ham radio circuit, but that's on the generator now. But then again, in New York City, the only time we had power failures is when we had the blackouts. The only other time we could have, of course, if a tree falls and hits one set of power lines, you'd lose electricity that way also. But the way the wires are crisscrossed on my corner, you don't know which is the main feed and which isn't the feed. So if one set of wires went down, unless it went down right in front of my house, I probably still have electricity from the other two wires that are sort of like spliced together at the intersection.
WA Twin, life is so complicated, Jerry. I don't know. I was watching the stories about the power losses in Enterprise's N999 weekend specials back. Offer begins September 7th. Wow, I wonder if Selmore is going to participate this time. They used to, and then they dropped out, so I started picking, I picked up a car in Massapequa. And I said, can I return it to Belmore? And they went, yeah. Oh, and I went to return it to Belmore, their zone manager was there, and the guy almost had a kitten. It's like, no, you can't do that. You know, you have to bring it back to where you got it. So, I see Belmore is not participating. So you know what? You take the Long Island Railroad to Massapequa, and you pay them $9.99 a day, because if you don't pick it up in Massapequa and you pick it up in Belmore, it's $26.89 a day. So, you know, like, I mean, not that I'm cheap, but for another $51, I'll take the railroad round trip, which is, I think, $5.
You're missing something at the beginning. What are you picking up?
WH1, a rent-a-car. If you want to get a rent-a-car from Enterprise. The rates, that's interesting. The first time I clicked on it, it came up $9.99. Now I click on it, it doesn't come up $9.99. That's kind of weird. No, I'm saying if you want to rent a car for a weekend, Enterprise has this $9.99 a day special.
WH1LL, WBZX Mobile. Yeah, but it's surprising that they have it by the railroad station. Usually you would think you'd have the rental cars. Yeah, I guess. In Long Island, you have it by railroad stations. Usually they're by the airport or in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, what I'm trying to figure out is why the thing went from the 9... Oh, it looks like once I kicked out of the 999, they dumped it. I mean, it's not a bad deal. You know, you rent the car for $9.99 a day. The whole deal's like $35, and you get 500 miles, a little less. And you go and do what you want, and there's a problem. Like, when we went to Norfolk, I took a Yaris from Enterprise. What a piece of garbage. Oh, God. I mean, it got great mileage, but the thing was such junk.
One time my car was in for a repair. This car, the other car, I think it was my previous car. They gave me a Kia SUV. And that thing must have been 27 feet tall, because when you were sitting in the car, you looked at the car next to you and you had to look downwards to see the driver. My SUV now is normal size.
Well, you know, the funny funny thing is if you go in and ask them for an SUV or a minivan, they'll tell you, oh, that's like, they'll give you some ridiculous rate, like minivan is $89 a day. But if you go in and you're supposed to be renting an economy car, like a Chevy Aveo or some piece of junk like that, they'll say, oh, we don't have that. Would you like a minivan? You know, and then they'll just give you the minivan because for some reason Enterprise seems to flood their outlets with these big SUVs and minivans. So, of course, if you wanted one and were banking on booking the cheap car and getting the minivan, you probably wouldn't. Although I bet you if I went in and said, you know what, I have an economy car, if you want to get one of these out of here at the same price, you know, I'll just take it. And because I'm not going to go find, they probably go, okay, great. So anyway, that's about it. I've got to go get dressed. I got to go out and do stuff and see people and all sorts of fun things. Maybe even mop the floors. That sounds like a lot of fun. So, all right, Jerry, you enjoy your day at work. Don't bring anything else home. You already have enough. 73-WH-1LR.
All right, 73. So I did acquire from junk pile a strip motherboard for my 270 that has the linking capacitors and it works fine. So I did gain something on Friday when I was there. Because I tried to buy one on eBay and they kept on sending the wrong amount, but I don't know which ones are which and things like that. So changed the processor, made it a little faster, and I'm all set. 73.